Hey, and welcome back to the Lines End Podcast. We are on Season 2, Episode 46. If you haven't listened, as always, to any of the others, I would suggest going back through some of them. Today's is going to be on keeping your nutrition, summer nutrition, making sure you're getting enough protein, water, hydration, whether that be some Gatorade or whatever you use for that, amino acids, getting your electrolytes, especially if you're outside. Last while we were talking about activities, doing things outside, making the most of the summer, going for walks, doing those things. So it's just one of those things that if you haven't in the past looked at your exercise levels and comparing them, if you're outside, to your, if you're sweating more, if you're losing things, how are you going to get more hydration in you, making sure that you're getting enough liquid so that you aren't running your body down. One of the most important things that I see a lot of people in Edmonton, an area in the north, is not used to heat, where a lot of people in different countries are. So people here do not understand that concept of putting way more liquid in, especially if you're in the sun. It's one of those things that we all have to learn, and depending on where you live, things defer and change. And that's one of the things here for sure. The humidity has been super high as of late, and people need to understand that you need to make sure that you get the most out of it. It's one of the most important things in concepts, is if you can get and more exercise in, even if you're inside and you're sweating more, then you need to make sure that you are putting more liquid in. So that summer nutrition and hydration is one of those most important things, and making sure that your liquid levels are proper. A lot of people also in nutrition don't count their calories. They don't do those things. Making sure that you're eating enough, because when it's hot out, a lot of people do not get enough in, then their body runs down. So it's just one of those things, especially with adults and kids, as we are doing more outside or inside, sweating more, whatever it may be, you have to replace and make sure that you're getting enough into your body. So that being one of the most important things, I have noticed in my own body, I need to drink way more, whether I do not or if I have caffeine and all of those things. You have to then replace it and get more liquid into you. If you don't, you run the levels down, and then you are not hydrated, and then that lasts the next day. You might have headaches, all of those things. So it's one of those things that you have to really look into. Your brain is one of those things that really feeds off of that, and if you're feeling good and you want to keep moving and doing things, you have to make sure that you are getting the most out of your day and your activity levels. You need to make sure that you are getting the proper food and liquid and all of those things into your body. I have noticed that in the winter, people are way better at eating properly because it's not as hot here, those things. Drinking though, however, year round, people have to make sure. And replacing, if you're drinking energy drinks, alcohol, any pop or any of that, you have to make sure you're getting water in. And that summer nutrition is, and hydration is, one of the most important things to look at, as your body and everything needs to be replenished so that you get the best out of your results. It's one of the things that I have noticed, and a lot of people do not realize as they drift and let things go, and then they wonder why they're not feeling well and day goes to next and all of those things. So it's just a concept that I like to talk about. One of the, my favorite things to do is in the morning, get water first thing, getting that hydration. I do drink coffee in the morning, so making sure that I get the water in me so that I can replenish and change and make sure that I don't run that deficit, because a lot of the time people get behind in the day, and then before you know it, it's afternoon, evening, and your body is ran down. So it's one of the concepts that I really like to look at, and making sure that your body is getting the most out of everything. As you transition as well into the summer, another thing to understand and realize is if you're counting macros and all those things, there's more parties, there's more things outside, making sure that if you're drinking alcohol, you're understanding the carbs in that, and realizing that you have to make sure that your body is still running at its highest levels so that you can make the most out of it. So understanding eating out and all those things, people get together more in the summer, and it's just one of those things that as our summer nutrition and overall nutritions and meals and all those things, it's one of the things that if you don't understand, it then falls behind, and then you are out of sync, and then you take 2-3 months out, and then you have to retrain your body to get back into it. You also falter, you're not getting the most out of it. So just understanding that you make the most of your treat day, sure, but you also make sure that you're getting enough liquid and food throughout the week and other days so that you aren't falling out of your rhythm. Now, as always, we like to give a challenge at the end. My challenge is, look at yours. What are your biggest things that you need to make sure that you're getting into your body this summer? Whether that be, are you eating enough healthy food, making sure you're getting fruit, getting healthy carbs, also making sure that your macro proteins are there so that you're getting that summer nutrition and your protein and hydration and all of those things to the levels that they need to be so for you to be able to achieve and do everything that you want to do this summer. As we challenged before, doing things outside, look at exactly where and how you falter out, and then make sure that you're only one day or here and there, you're doing things out of sync, and that you're staying in sync and making sure you're eating properly and drinking enough water and liquids throughout the summer so that your body isn't dehydrated and ran down. It's one of the most beneficial things that I have learned as I get older, and it will change your fitness and your overall health throughout the summer. You will enjoy it more, and you will make the most out of your day. So ask yourself, what food and then your nutrition side of things, the food and nutrition together, and then your hydration. What are the things that get in your way, and how are you going to make the most of every day so that you get the proper macro count, protein, carbs, and fats, and then making sure that you are getting enough liquid into your body and good liquid so that you do not run dehydrated. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.